It is good to see everybody who's out with us this evening. We do have several who are visiting with us tonight. It's certainly good to see you with us. We're so glad that you sought us out this evening. I want to encourage everybody here tonight to pick up your Bibles and follow along with the things that we'll have to discuss. And we've been going through Ecclesiastes. We just recently started that particular series dealing with that book. And in our last sermon on that particular topic, it's been a couple of weeks now, we noticed that the preacher began to speak about the earth itself, the endless cycles of the earth, the coming and the going and the coming again of the seasons. Now, bear in mind, he's speaking of meaning under the sun, searching for the meaning of life, searching for purpose in this existence. And he's taking upon himself through much of this book and this pursuit of meaning, the thinking and the attitude of the secularist, of the humanist, not so much denying the existence of God. He's not writing from the perspective of an atheist. Rather, he's writing from the perspective of someone who only cares about this life and the things of this life and their endless pursuit of meaning with that sort of mind. Well, in the first few verses, he told that particular individual, just think about the world that you see. When was the last time you saw the world stop its motions, the earth stop its cycles to welcome a new generation in? Or when was the last time you saw the earth pause to say farewell to a generation that passed? When was the last time an individual who appeared so important, so influential, so powerful, when was the last time the earth stopped to pay any sort of attention to that individual? It's never happened. And it never will. What's the point he's trying to get across there? The preacher is saying, let none of us imagine that we are so important, that what we have done, what we have accomplished, will be remembered over a long period of time by our fellow human beings. He's telling us the earth itself shows that doesn't happen. Now, is that a depressing thought? Well, I guess if you're approaching things from a secular, humanistic point of view, yes, it's a very depressing sort of thought. But it should be. God created things the way they are, so that would be a depressing thought. We're going to talk some about that as we go on here this evening. But I want to encourage you to go ahead and open your Bibles over to Ecclesiastes 1. We're going to start tonight in verse 12. We're going to take it through chapter 2 and verse 11. You see, up through verse 11 of chapter 1, I mean, that's just a single thought, a single paragraph. He's approached things from just one perspective. The preacher knew he wasn't going to convince the humanist, the secularist, to his way of thinking in just one short paragraph. So there's so much more he's got to say as it relates to a search for the meaning of life under the sun. We're going to pick up over in Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Let's read verse 12 and we'll take it down through verse 18. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 12, down through verse 18. This is what it says. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel in Jerusalem. And I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun. And behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be counted. I said in my heart, I have acquired great wisdom, surpassing all who were over Jerusalem before me. And my heart has had great experience of wisdom and knowledge. And I applied my heart to know wisdom, and to know madness and folly? I perceived that this also is but a striving after wind. For in much wisdom is much vexation, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow. Now we're reminded there in verse